Hello, and you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. You just heard Exquisite Corpse, the last episode. Well, for the time being anyways, I feel like that Blake is a radio guy, and hiatus, he'll come back at some point. But it has been wonderful having him before my show for the last, I don't know how many years, for forever, it seems like. It's been great, and best of luck with him on his adventures and everything else. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. On the show tonight, Keep Tidy. It's going to be playing live in studio at 10 o'clock. Stick around for that. It's a great band, so you do not want to miss it. Until then, I'm going to be doing a recap of South by Southwest. I was down there last week, enjoying the music, enjoying the shows. I saw about 50 bands in about 5 days. Did a lot of partying, walking around, met a bunch of people, meet people that I knew from before, and ran into people that I know here and now. So it's, a lot happened, and I will share with you some of the stuff that happened. I will be talking to Dave Rogers and from the band Basketball, and also one of the, booking person for this story, I'll tell. His band, Basketball, played at a showcase down at South by Southwest. And also Marissa Johnson from the band Dizzy Eyes. Her band also played a couple shows, four shows, in fact, apparently I found out, at South by Southwest last week. And I will talk to her as well about her adventures in Austin. But everyone has been asking me what was the best thing you saw at South by Southwest. I saw a lot of Canadian bands, because this is a Canadian show. I play tons of Canadian music. Saw a lot of them. A lot of them were great, like Braids were fantastic. I really like No Joy. No Joy was one of the really good bands. I really like the Luyas, which I've seen before, but they were still great, and all of the Vancouver bands. Even though I didn't go on my way to see a lot of the Vancouver bands, because I can see them here, so I didn't check them out. But from things I heard, the shows were fantastic. Tons and tons of good shows. Hot Panda played fantastic, I heard, to a good crowd. I saw some Dark Days, and they were the first time I seen them as a two-piece. A lot of fun, band from Halifax. And I also saw this... I'll talk more about it as it goes on. But what I'm trying to say is the favorite band I saw was Wild Flag, which is... A lot of people actually didn't know this. I end up telling a lot of people what's going on with it. But it is a band consists of Carrie and Janet from Sleater-Kinney, and also Mary Timmerly from the band Helium, and a girl named Rebecca, who used to play in the band The Minders. They are, so basically, they're the super group, and they played a show. They played 8 shows, I believe, in that 5-day period in Austin. A lot of the day shows, some night shows, some sponsor shows, a lot of fun for them. I saw them at the main, their main showcase, the main showcase at the Parish, which is a nice club upstairs in a big room. Fantastic. It's just people rocking out. Just like nothing better than just seeing 4 people on stage just rocking out, having a good time. No, not gimmicky at all. Just know what they're doing. Really catchy songs, really rocking songs. It's just a mix, and then they got some songs where they toned it down. It's a really, really solid rock show with like nothing fancy. They didn't bring out, you know, dancers or anything. It's a good old fashioned rock show. It's probably the best show I've seen in years. So I am going to play for you some Wild Flag. This is a recording. It's a 7-inch they were selling at the show. The actual album for them is going to come out in the fall. So I'm just going to play for you some Wild Flag. I listened to it. It's a good song, but it's definitely, I don't know if it captures the live show or the spirit of the show, but we'll figure out. You can hear it for yourself. This is Wild Flag on CITR 101.9 FM.
summer somewhere, the crystal song of the Christ tambourine. Don't shake it like you mean a Christ tambourine. Don't break it on the
Of course, it completely messed up the first half of that song. What happened? Well, what happened was I was on the phone as soon as I it over. Anyways, no excuses. And I'm used to 7 inches being 45 and not 33 because it's a single, just one song. Anyways, I will play that for you at some point later on. Unfortunately, I'm not going to redo it. But that was Wild Flag, sped up the first half, and then normal speed for the second half of the show, of the song. This is a brand new album from the Luyas. It's coming up. I think it's being released, if not now, very soon. They were the last band I saw at South by Southwest. They played in a really nice room at the Quebec, sort of a Quebec showcase, played with some pretty decent bands. The room was packed. I don't know if everyone was paying attention to them, but it was a packed room. The people in the front were really keen. They did a really great set. They got the light display and everything. They got them to turn off the lights, and then they got these light bulbs on stage that kind of flashes around. The singer, I don't know what her name is, but yeah, she was really charming and did a good job. So this is Lou Yaz from the brand new album, Too Beautiful to Work. Tiny Head is the name of the song, and this is a CD, so it's not going to speed up or anything. Might skip, who knows.
Thank you. Are you a UBC student taking first-year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A+, here I come.
You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Keep Tidy is the band tonight on the big program. They will be playing live in studio in about 40 minutes' time. Stick around for that. It's going to be wonderful and fantastic. Do not go anywhere. Going to do more music from South by Southwest. I was there last week. It was a good time. Saw a lot of bands, as I was saying. I just played for you, Luyas from Montreal. They were one of the good bands from Canada that played. Another one that played was Basketball. They are from Vancouver. They flew down to South by Southwest and played in the Music Waste and Olio Showcase with many other bands, including No Gold and who else played in that show? Oh gosh, I'm just gone dumb. I will figure that out. I didn't see all of it, as I was saying. A lot of things happening everywhere in town. I talked to Cam about this, and 2 weeks ago about that particular show. It turned out really well. I was there and I saw Basketball. That was basically the extent of my duty. I talked to David Rogers from the band Basketball earlier today, like an hour ago, and this is what happened. We talked a bit about the show at South by Southwest and what he found out and learned from that experience. Let's see if I can get this loaded up, and you can listen to that right now on CITR. So now we are joined on the telephone by Dave Rogers from the band Basketball. How are you doing, Dave?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. So we're going to talk a bit about South by Southwest. Your band Basketball played at the festival. How was the show? I was at the show for a little bit at the Soho Lounge, which is right on the big main strip of Austin, where like all the people show up and 6th Street Avenue? I can't remember what it was now. It's a street.
Yeah, it was six.
Six, and yeah, that's where, like, where all the bars are pretty much at there, and during South By, it's insane. Just, I don't know, literally thousands and thousands of people walk by per minute.
Like Granville Street or something.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, it's actually, it's kind of had that vibe, but I mean, there's people, well, Granville Street here on Saturday, just a lot of people around to get drunk, but there's...
It was a Granville Street for music geeks.
Yeah, pretty much. There's still people there that just there to get drunk and get wasted, you know, like do that that kind of stuff. It's insane. How did the show, did you enjoy your show there?
Yeah, we enjoyed it a lot. It was great. Jason and Cam did a great job organizing Deborah Olio. We played at, I think, midnight or so, and I felt we did a really great job. There was a lot of people, like, there wasn't tons of people, but there were a lot of people there, and nobody wavered or walked out while we were playing, which is great.
Right.
And everyone seemed to be genuinely into it, so it was a really fun experience.
Right. Is that the only show you played?
It was the only show we played.
How was that? Was it, like, a lot of build-up to it? Were you kind of nervous? Because a lot of bands actually do play, you know, 3 or 4 shows, or just, or maybe in the middle of touring, because, like, you guys just flew down there.
I think we looked at it more as a vacation.
Right.
Than we went.
Right.
We weren't nervous or anything like that. We weren't really expecting much. Yeah. We were just having fun.
No, that's awesome. Yeah.
Although I think next time when we go, we would like to do the 2, 3, 4.
Four shows, yeah. Because, well, it's nice that you get to enjoy it, just kind of take it in on, because you could be, yeah, because a lot of bands sometimes even just drove in from, you know, middle of the tour and just be there for like that one night and then kind of leave, and it'd be kind of disappointing.
Yeah, and exactly. We looked at it as a kind of a vacation and an opportunity to just walk around and see some other acts, which is great, and we did see some really rad stuff.
Yeah, like what kind of, what's your favorite band that you saw there or act?
It's kind of hard to say, because I did see a lot of different styles of music, mm-hmm. a lot of different things. Well, all of us in Basketball are all over the map.
Right.
But, one of the highlights for me personally was Son of Ra playing at, I forget where they played. I think they played at Beerland.
Oh, right.
They played at Beerland, yeah. They played at 10 p.m. on Thursday or Friday. And it was great. The way they played live versus record was just phenomenal.
Is this the first time you've seen them play?
Sorry?
Is this the first time you've seen them play?
It was the first time I've seen them play. I've been following them on record, but I wanted to see how it translated live. And they were doing all their weird loops and everything live to the T, like perfectly.
Awesome.
It was a really great show. I also saw Eskimo, who's on Warp, and he did an amazing set. Just him by himself with a laptop and doing live sampling and twisting knobs like a madman.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, no, that's great. Awesome. Where was that show? Do you remember?
That show was at the Beauty Bar.
The Beauty Bar.
That was, yeah, it was actually at 11 p.m. It was Friday night, so 10 p.m. I saw Sona Ra, 11 p.m. I saw Eskimo.
Right. Did you draw a schedule? Did you plan a lot of where you're gonna go, or did you were just kind of doing it by the whim?
In the day, we kind of wandered around just because it wasn't. There was more outdoor showcases.
Yeah.
The Fader Fort was. I didn't even get to go in. It was just a lineup around the block. There were 10,000 people there.
Right.
Same with any of those other
the big ones.
Outdoor things. We did get to go see James Blake and Chick 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 at a lawn party, which was great.
Oh, nice.
And also amazing as well. The sound was amazing. There was like thousands of people.
Yeah, I've never seen James Blake. Is he good? Or?
Blake is amazing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like this weird post-dubstep sort of thing with like gospel singing, singer-songwriter with like electronic beat.
Mm, cool.
Really amazing.
Yeah.
And then Chick 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 came on right after and just killed it.
Yeah, they're always fun. They're always fun to watch. Yeah.
And they did a tribute to Nate Dogg, and they did I forget what Nate Dogg song it was, but they had the Snoop Nate Dogg synth down to a T, and it was just like everyone was going off. It was crazy.
Sweet. As the rest of South Side, did you like get all the good food? What was other than the music, like what anything like drawn? Anything you notice in Boston that's kind of cool or?
The people were amazing. It really gave meaning to the word Southern hospitality. Especially on one night, actually it was a Sunday night after trying to get a cab. All the cabs had left the city because it was a dead city, and we met this guy who was waiting for a cab. He was second in line.
Right.
We ended up walking away because the cab, we waited for half an hour and no cab came. And he asked us which way we were walking. And we walked down the street, and 10 minutes later he came up with the cab. He got a cab and came and picked us up.
Oh, sweet.
Because he knew where we would be. And he actually paid for the majority of the cab as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was just really, really neat that somebody who was waiting for the cab came and picked us up.
Oh,
strangers.
That's awesome.
And found us.
And you were telling me before there were some crazy parties on some really good shows and stuff on the Sunday.
Sorry?
You were telling me there was a lot of good shows you saw on Sunday, or a lot of crazy parties.
Oh, there was a... Sunday was the showcases, there was only two showcases, but we saw some actually very unique acts and had a lot of fun. I would say Sunday night was probably my funnest night at the festival.
Really? Oh.
We went and saw... There's this rapper from the ghetto of Tampa. She's 18 years old. She's called Dominique Young Unique. And she just she came up on stage with these two guys that were like, they looked like they just rolled out of bed after like a crazy coke party or something. You know, they came up with this great idea to start a band, and then they actually woke up and did it. And one of the guys was 40 years old.
Oh, wow.
Like he was haggard as hell playing his laptop. And then the other guy was this guy from Germany with a typical German accent on a Casio keyboard, wearing jean shorts, long blonde hair, asking everyone, "Are you ready to party?" And I think me and Jeremiah, the bassist in basketball, just like we were crying laughing at how funny the set was. It was great. It was a great show. And then right after that was this guy named Vodka Redu, who was, I don't even know how to describe his music, but he had four dancers that would just booty shake the entire time while he was playing. And the music was great. It was weird, like beatbox, spoken word poetry over like kind of almost dance hall beats, which was really interesting. And then at the end of the night, we ended up at Emo's, and Emo's had a dance off for $100. You could enter the contest, and they were playing like Ice Cream Social kind of 60s sock hop stuff. And everyone got a number, and it was on the 50. Then a group of 10 would go up and dance, and the judges judges, celebrity judges or whatever.
Yeah.
Would choose the best dancer based on originality and so forth. Anyways, I entered.
You did enter, okay.
We all entered, yeah. I was in the first group. I didn't win. I didn't go on. But Tommy noticed that the singer of Chick to Chick was in the contest, and he was number 17. And Tommy was number 4. He was in my group.
Yeah.
And he wanted to dance off against him because Tommy thought he could beat him. So Tommy was convinced that he would beat the singer of Chick Chick Chick. So he went up to a girl and traded numbers so he could be in the same heat as Chick Chick Chick. So he picked up number 19. And so the song started in the second heat, and they ended up dancing off, like the 10 people or whatever, and then the judges were drawn. They couldn't pick a winner for the heat and asked for a private dance-off between two people. And sure enough, it ended up being Tommy and Nick from Chick Chick Chick.
Wow, that's awesome.
So they had their own solo dance-off for 3 minutes. And so he actually got what he asked for. He banked on it and ended up dancing off with Nick. And
who won?
Unfortunately, he didn't win.
Oh.
It was close, but I think it was more of a celebrity choice because Michelle from Panache, who's one of the booking agents for one of the a really great booking agency, is good friends with Nick, so
right.
She was the final judge there and picked
right.
Nick over Tommy. We're hoping actually, because Chick Chick is coming to town, we're hoping to do a
dance off. I hope there's videos of this on YouTube or something.
I think our friend Christine has a video of it.
Sweet.
So look for that.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
No, that's a good story. That's awesome. That's the best story I've heard so far. Yeah, that's awesome. It was really nice talking to you about South by Southwest, but basketball is going on tour in a bit, right?
We're going back to Europe from April 20th to May 20th.
Right, that's awesome.
And
just like which parts?
We're gonna start in Barcelona, and we're gonna go up to hit up Germany and Netherlands and France, Portugal, Slovenia, Slovakia, Austria, possibly Poland and Croatia as well.
Sweet, yeah, that sounds fun. Are you excited for it?
Very excited. Yeah, it'll actually be. Everyone in Vancouver is gonna have to wait, but our EP will be ready. On vinyl, limited edition vinyl.
Before the trip?
Before that tour, yeah. So it'll be probably ready for Vancouver hands during Music Waste. I believe that will be our next show back.
Are you playing? Okay, so you're not playing a show before you head out?
No? We are playing April 9th, actually. Our tour kickoff is April 9th at the Waldorf.
Okay.
With Self-Evident, who is also touring to South America.
Oh, okay,
double tour kickoff.
Right, but you don't think the record will be ready by then?
I don't think so. I would like it to be, but I think the record will be in our hands around April 15th or 20th,
right.
Which is about the day that we're leaving.
Okay. That's all right. You know, it's make people wait it and want it more. That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was really nice to talk to you, Dave, and have a great trip. I'll see you soon before that anyways, and have a great show at the Waldorf. And yeah, I'm glad you enjoy South by Southwest. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had a great time, and we definitely go do it again.
Okay. Talk to you later, Dave.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host, DJ, brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
You just heard before the Radio Zero show promo some Golden Dogs. They are from Toronto. They are actually playing tonight at the Biltmore Cabaret. They also played at South by Southwest. They played as part of many of the Canadian showcases all over the place. I've seen them like ages ago. I've seen them probably for the first time like 10 years ago. Still around now, good for them. It's nice when bands stick around and keep playing and playing and playing. So if you like what you hear, a great pop, indie pop band, check out the Golden Dogs tonight at the Biltmore. And before that, I played some Basketball. The song is called Joy. And before I played that song, I talked to David Rogers, Dave, from the band Basketball. Keep Tidy is going to be playing live in studio in about 15-20 minutes time. Do not go anywhere. Fantastic local Vancouver band is going to be worth your wait. And until then, more South by Southwest coverage. I talked to Marissa Johnson earlier today about her experience in Austin last week. She is in the band Dizzy Eyes and also in the band Weather Pines. And this is what happened on the fantastic telephone interview happening earlier today. I did it a couple hours ago. It's not even that early. It's like 6:30. It's fine. Everything is still fresh and new. So this is me talking to Marissa earlier today. Now we're joined on the telephone by Marissa Johnson from the band Dizzy Eyes and also Weather Pines. You were at South by Southwest last week as well.
That's right. Yeah.
Guys, I was just—you probably don't know this—but I just talked to Dave Rogers from the band Basketball, and today we're sort of talking to people that went and played shows at the awesome Austin Festival. How was the show?
The shows were good. We played four altogether.
Oh, you did four. That's a lot.
Yeah. We had really great shows, and we had one kind of iffy show. Due to our singer losing his voice from partying too hard.
I know. Well, that should be expected. So, there was one of them was a night show, or how does it divide? Like a bunch of day shows?
We had two day shows and two night shows. I wouldn't say there was like a big difference between playing day versus night.
No, not really.
Seems like everybody is like totally ready to like
to hang out,
hang out and drink.
Yeah, for people that don't know, when you go to South by, there's like the nighttime, which is a lot of them are like the official South by Southwest shows where it's on the schedule and everything. But since there's so many bands there and they're there for like the whole 4 or 5 days, a lot of the record labels or a lot of the sponsors, whatever, put on day shows where they pretty much get another mix of bands and just play during the day. So basically, you from 11 in the morning till 2 in the morning, you get just bands playing from every single hour, just everywhere. like record stores or even just like bars and everything. Like was one of them particularly amazing? Like which places did you play in?
We played an outdoor show, which was really fun in the daytime at this place called Shangri-La. And that was for the Hardly Art and Art Fag showcase.
Right.
And those bands are all great, so that was, everybody was, you know, super positive, and there was lots of love going around, so that was a good one. And then we also played this show at End of an Ear, which is a record store just outside of downtown Austin, and it was really awesome. Like, the record store itself was really cool, and the people who worked there were really nice, and there was free pizza and free beer, and it was.
There's a lot of those, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, though. So, yeah. Well, let's talk a bit about the band, Dizzy Eyes. You guys, the band formed only about a year ago, or is that correct?
Yeah,
or
it's pretty new. Like that. Yeah, early 2010. Yeah, about a year.
And how can you talk a bit about how that worked out, or who's in it?
Yeah, I mean, we all played in bands individually around Vancouver and had an admiration for those bands, and it just so happened that Alejandro, who's the singer, his band Los Malos had kind of called it quits, and so he was looking to start something new. And also our drummer Jordan, his band Hawaiian Bibles, were kind of on hiatus or something, so he had time to drum, and I was really wanting to play bass for a long time, so I jumped at the chance to work with those guys, because I also really like their music, so
right.
Yeah, that's how it worked out. And we were just kind of acquaintances at that time, and then became close friends once we started playing.
And you guys have a 7-inch out on Heartly Art, which is the showcase you play with. Like, how did you get involved with that label? Because they got some pretty, you know, good bands on it, and they're not from Vancouver or anything like that. So
yeah,
how did they find out about you guys?
Well, they're based in Seattle, and I have a friend here who is from Seattle, and she, I guess, suggested they check us out,
and they
had heard good things about our live show and asked to hear some songs, so we sent them some, and we were pleased that they came back saying that they wanted to work with us, so yeah
because that's awesome, because it's not that easy to actually get a slot or play it at South by Southwest.
I know, and so they it was we were really happy to do it, and we had to make it work, even though our drummer just gave birth to, or his wife gave birth to a human baby, and so we had to find a drummer who could come and sub in for us to go down there, and also Alejandro's living in Mexico, so we hadn't seen him in 6 months.
Right.
And so we had to kind of meet up there, get our act together, and play shows.
So how did
a couple days of being reunited?
So did you get there early and practice for 2 days straight, or how did that work?
I have a friend down there who was kind enough to lend us his practice space, and so we had access to a practice space for 1 day while we were there, and then. We were relieved that when we practiced for those couple hours that we had still remembered all the songs, and it seemed to fall into place from there.
That's awesome. Have you been to South by Southwest before?
No, it was my first time.
Yeah. How did you like the overall, just all the people, like there was like, I don't know, there must be 100,000 people there, and all
yeah.
the free food, a lot of food, anyways, I don't know if it's all free, but there's a lot of that if you want to hunt that down, and drinks,
yeah.
And all that. Did you party a lot, or did you try to keep it under control only after your last show?
I definitely tried to keep it under control. I mean, I was a little bit overwhelmed
yeah.
by just the amount of people. Like,
yeah, it's insane. Eh?
And there came a point where I was just like, I need some alone time, and I had to like wander off by myself for a few hours. But all in all, like, I think the people in Austin, like the locals, seemed super nice.
It's great.
And some of my favorite parts about being there weren't even really revolving around South by Southwest. It was just like, I happened to stumble upon this like Mexican flea market, and I had like some gorditas made with cow tongue and stuff, which
oh,
was
nice.
Good. A good experience, and
nice.
Yeah.
But
being at South by Southwest, was cool as well. It was nice that I could experience that.
Did you do any sightseeing at all? Did you see those bats that's under the bridge?
No, I didn't get a chance to check out too much of that.
Well,
kind of stuff,
maybe next time.
Yeah.
Well, going back to maybe a bit of South by Southwest, any other bands or acts you saw that you thought was amazing, or any, you know? Any?
Yeah. I really loved Hunks and His Punks. They were really good. I saw John Mouse, who was really awesome. Like, he's totally not a self-indulgent performer. He just, like, plays the songs and gets off the stage.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no talking in between. Like, he's just getting her done.
And even then, and that's still good, because sometimes I like it when people, you know, like, sometimes you think you want people to talk a bit more about the art, or even just, you know. But if you know how to, if you play well, I mean, you're fine. You don't really need a lot of that chatter stuff. Just get it done. Just get it done. Yeah.
Totally. Also, I was kind of surprised to see Dirty Beaches, who was here, I guess.
Yes. Yes.
And I'd seen his name around a few places, but I didn't know that he, or I didn't really know that he was local. And he was playing the Hardly Art and Art Fag showcase, because he's on Art Fag, I guess?
Yes, yeah. Alex, he's been back and forth. He moved back to Montreal, but now he moved back to Vancouver. And I think he got a really good... his record came out and got a really good review and Pitchfork and everything. I think I think people are really into him. He played a couple shows here and there.
I was super impressed. Yeah. I was really into that.
Yeah, people are really into him, so, no, it's great. It's great for him. Yeah, he's another person I didn't see. Just so many, even though there's tons of Vancouverites, it's so huge. They were saying they sold at least, 20,000 badges, music badges, which is badges.
Oh, wow.
So that's not even counting people with wristbands and the 2,000 bands that's over there.
Yeah.
So there's before the thing, I always say, I'm just going to run into people in the streets, but you can't. You can't even describe the amount of people that's on 6th. You know, at the end of the night, even during it's crazy. Oh, it's a good experience. It's almost, it's hard to explain, but always worth it. It's a lot of fun. Let's talk maybe before we go. Let's talk about the Weather Pines. There's a show coming up, right?
Yeah, we're playing on Saturday.
So this is.
At Lanaloo's.
Yeah, that's the old Hoko's, right?
Right.
So this is your other band.
Yeah.
Do you know who you're playing with, or?
It's the CD release party for a guy named Mathieu Levine. And then we're playing also with Rodney, the crew there.
Oh, well, very nice. I actually haven't been back to Hoko's or Lanaloo's since it... since I guess it's reopened, or
it's really nice in there. They've done some work, and I hear they have some of the best burgers in town, so I'm gonna try them before the show.
Oh, they have burgers now?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It's like
so it's not sushi anymore then. It's not, okay. Interesting. Okay, it's totally changed. Have you been? So you've been, or you just heard?
Yeah, I had been there for a show a couple months ago, and it was nice in there.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Well,
I saw Chris Terrific play there.
Oh, right, okay. He doesn't tell me what he's playing. He doesn't. He keeps like a secret. Okay. It was really nice to talk to you. I'm glad you had a great time in Austin.
And, yeah, thanks. You too.
Best of luck with everything else, and have a great show on Saturday, and good luck with all your bands and everything. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Talk to you later. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
game. And I told you, well, of course you will, my dear. But for now, enjoy the rain. And I can see the sky between the buildings, though I can't deny the parking lot. And this had better be your last apology for making my green eyes blue. When you're gone, I'm lonesome as can be. But you don't believe me when I say that I need you here to call me on my bluff. During the solitaire I play, and I can see beyond what's right in front of me.
So that was a couple tracks, well, a track and a half, from The Weather Pines, from the record The Sky Between the Buildings. I talked to Marissa Johnson before Brother Pine and Dizzy Eyes. Those are her two bands that she was in. Dizzy Eyes played at South by Southwest this past week. And the first hour you just heard was my review, I guess, or recap of South by Southwest 2010. But now it's time to kick